We love ourselves a little bit of Group 1 activity here in the Friday form, and tomorrow we get a real taste of what might be coming our way throughout the Spring Carnival with some of the best horses going around in the feature event on the cards. A great program, 10 races deep, and we get the assistance of the world's greatest form analyst with us on a Friday morning to help us just navigate through the runners tomorrow at the Heath. Dean Lester is the world's greatest form analyst, and he joins us again. Good morning, Dino. What can he do now?
Good morning, Daniel.
Here he is. The great man's with us. So great to have you with us. How's things?
Not too bad, thank you.
Excellent. Excellent. Did you were a 90210 fan? We were talking about that before, Dino.
Yes, bit of a tragic day.
You're a peach pit specialist, were you?
Yes, pretty much. I was really there with Jeannie Garth, that's for sure.
Yeah. No, I don't think you could deny it. I don't think anyone could deny Jeannie Garth at the time.
Now, Dino, can you please just... We were talking about Elise Platt a couple of days ago. And you told me something that I thought needed to be mentioned because I thought it was quite important information about Elise Platt, former Sale of the Century co-host, but also an actress.
Yes, and recently involved in Neighbours, probably only the last 4 or 5 weeks, actually.
Really?
Yes, became confidant of Dr. Carl, who then spilled his guts about everything.
Oh, no.
And then she wrote a book about it.
Oh, no.
So she just turned on him. So, no, ugly scenes by Elise Platt there.
Dr. Carl's got a history of getting himself in trouble with women outside
women.
The home.
He does, yes. Yes, extracurricular activities for Dr. Carl.
Just when you think he's sorted those issues out, it just comes back to bite him again.
Yes.
What's his wife's name?
Susan.
Susan, of course. Didn't she seek comfort in the arms of Rob Mills at one stage?
Well, she befriended Rob Mills, who then tried to kill them all. Did he? That's what the book's about. So there you go. A bestseller, I'm sure.
Millsy, always up to something. Always up to something.
Yes.
He'll be still devastated. After the Hawks lost last night, Mills, you'll be very upset about that. Hey, we'll get to Nick Quinn, who's with us from the tab. Nicholas, good morning to you.
No, I think we should get you a shovel and you can keep digging. I'm enjoying this.
No digging required. Just telling you the truth. All I do is tell the truth around here. It's all I do. How's your week been, Nick?
It's been quite hectic and cannot wait for a big day at the Heath tomorrow. Some Group 1 action, another day that's going to feel a little strange with no fans, but terrific action and hopefully a few winners from Dino will help everybody's spirits.
Have you got any runners this weekend, Nick? You're seeming to having runners willy-nilly at the moment.
Nah, it's got a bit quiet for me, unfortunately. I think Dino's the man in the ownership department. We need to keep asking.
All right, well, we'll check if Dino's got any runners for us this weekend a little bit later on. But let's get our teeth into some great racing tomorrow. As you rightly say, Quinny, there's some outstanding action as part of the 10-race card tomorrow at the Heath. And we'll start with the quaddie legs. The first-time players, what we do is just go through the quaddie legs, give you a chance to narrow the fields a bit and sharpen your eye for a big day of racing, and we'll see what we can do on top of that with some other investment strategies, perhaps with the formula bet and the Ramaruffi, which is very important information as well. Let's get to the first leg of the quaddie, though. It is the McNeil Stakes tomorrow, three-year-old Group 3 affair. $160,000 up for grabs over this 1,200-metre event, Dino. And we've got full field, 16 going around at the moment, and we've got at the top of the order Tagaloa, who we know is a very, very serious racehorse. After a Group 1 Blue Diamond win as a two-year-old, comes back in for the Busted and Young Yard. Michael Walker in the saddle, $3.80 in the early markets at tab.com.au.
Yeah, I think he's got to be the starting point, Daniel. Blue Diamond winner at this track and distance. He was then very good in a Golden Slipper. He didn't have the best of luck and he really toughed it out well. He's had a break. He's had two trials. He looks to be going well. And I think he's a classy sort of horse. He's probably on a guineas path, and I would think he's going to be hard to beat. Some very nice horses in this race that we've only seen on limited exposure. They've only been to the races once or twice, so they're probably open to a lot of improvement. I actually think the pick of those might be number 9, Crosshaven. He's a horse that won at Geelong, and then he won at Moonee Valley, and I don't think we saw him anywhere near in his best light at Moonee Valley. It was a slowly run race and a dash home, and the tight track. He's a big horse. I don't think that really suited him, but he still found a way to win. I'm very interested in him. He trialled very well down the straight recently. Six Rathlin, I was a bit keen on him last week. Obviously, the race has got called off. He's since trialled again on Tuesday, and he trialled in the blinkers, and he went really well. He's drawn for a great run. I think he's very competitive. And our Playboy, who did win the Vane Stakes first up and looks to have made good improvement, might be the pick of the Mick Price, Michael Kent Jr. runners, but they've got a strong hand in the race with Immortal Love and also National Choice, who are very nice horses as well. So it's a deep race, but I think four main chances I'm leaning to Tagaloa.
All right, so the Blue Diamond winner back. We know a strong start to another campaign, Quinny says. Dino, what say the market?
Yes, and Tagaloa has been the best back runner. Michael Walker's only ride on the program at 460 into 380. Immortal Love, one of several Price Kent Jr. runners, is a $7 second elect from the stablemate R Playboy at 8. Flying Award, 850. Then we've got Ranting has been specced 13 into 950. And there's been a bit of money for the runner that Dino mentioned in Crosshaven, as much as $23 into 14.
All right, okay, so that's a good start. The McNeil Stakes is a nice way to start the Friday form today and the first leg of the quaddie tomorrow at Caulfield. Rama, you have one job in the Friday form section of the program, to take the numbers for all the punters out there who perhaps haven't got a pen and pencil at the time and need to reset at the end of each race. What are the numbers for the first leg, please?
1, 9, 6, and 3.
First leg of the quaddie tomorrow. The second leg is race 8 over the 1,700 metres, a listed affair, the Heatherley Stakes. And again, we've got another good-sized field, full field tomorrow as well. A lot of big racing and a lot of big fields tomorrow as we get into the serious part of the campaigns in the season for the racing. And Ciccone is favourite for the Heatherley, Dino. It's been a very good horse. I think Nick Ryan was the Rising Star Trainer of the Year, wasn't he, at the awards the other night?
He was. He won the Colin Alderson Award for the young trainer under 40 and had a great season, real breakout season with his horses. And Ciccone obviously led the charge, winning the Winter Championship. And he's a very good chance in this race because he's got race fitness on his side, Ciccone, as does number 11, Planciel. And probably to the punters, he was disappointing last start that backed him, but it was a faster clear run race and just a dash home. And I don't think that really suited him. He's just such a good Caulfield horse, and I think this will be a bit more truly run, and for that reason, I'm going to go with Planciel to beat one at good odds here in Dr. Drill, who resumes for the Mar Eustace stable. He seems to have trialled up pretty well, and he's just got a little bit of an awkward draw to contend with, but he's a good talent for this sort of grade, and I think he'll run well. Ciccone's certainly there with a very good chance. He ran so well in the Lawrence Stakes 2 weeks ago, and he goes back to a handicap here, and he'll make his own luck up on the pace. And the other one I'd be considering, she's a long way out of the handicap, is number 16, Shandy. I just think this has been a mare that's always had talent but hasn't either been mature or not quite ready to show her absolute best. This time in, she's come in flying form, and that was an effortless win last start. And whilst this is a lot harder, I can see Jamie Carr putting her right up on the speed, making her own luck and running a really good race. There's a lot of horses in this race that are probably 2 or 3 runs off their peak and, you know, maybe 600 to 800 metres off their best distance. So I think we can narrow it down a bit to those four main chances.
All right, so you can narrow the fields a little bit, Quinny. Is that what the punters have done?
Well, Ciccone's been the best back, so the money has been for the favourite initially, $4.80 into $3.60, but then it's quite wide open. Gamekeeper, a $4 second elect out from $3.70, Planciel at $8.50. The drift continues for Dr. Drill, so if you want to take the tip there from Dino, 14 out to 17, and if you do want to follow the money, if you're going a little bit wider for your exotics, there has been money for number 17, In Good Health, a $34 chance. But Ciccone, the best back runner in the second leg of the quaddie.
No questions from you, Quinny, for Dino on this one. No questions?
No, I'll let him off the hook here.
Ooh, that's a relief.
What a relief that'd be for the great man. All right, Ramat, what are the numbers, please, in the second leg of the Caulfield quaddie tomorrow?
11, 4, 8, and 16.
11, 4, 8, 16 are the numbers for Dino tomorrow in the second leg. All right, let's get through the Group 1 feature on the card tomorrow. The Memsey Stakes, $750,000 weight for age Group 1 affair over the 1,400 metres, and an absolutely crack field of 15 going around. Lots of Group 1 winners, Dino. A couple second up, a couple first up, so I'm not really sure if this is, if they'll be fully wound up for this, which makes it interesting again, I think. But Behemoth is a favourite at tab at the moment. $4. Jumping out of barrier two. C. Williams in the saddle. It's always a pretty good result when C. Williams and barrier two is involved, as far as I'm concerned. Are you taking the $4?
He's in my numbers, Daniel. He's a very good horse. He won well first up. I just wonder, he's such a big horse, whether barrier two, and this will be run at a good tempo. You couldn't imagine a more different scenario than 2 weeks ago in the Lawrence Stakes, where they looked no speed and they virtually cantered along and sprinted home. Here in the Group 1 contest, you've got Be Good to Your Mother, Streets of Avalon's drawn the outside barrier, Glenn Fiddick with a lightweight, Savatiano and Iconoclasm, all good tactical speed horses. This will be run at a really good speed. The one I like is Cascadian. He was back from a wide draw and ran well in the Lawrence Stakes, had no chance given that scenario, but he was good to the line. And I think from this draw, he won't be as far back. He'll be midfield or a little bit worse, but he won't be last. And I think he's got a great winning chance. Arcadia Queen, if she'd drawn a decent barrier, I just think she'd win this race. She just needs that bit of luck early from the draw. She was just too fresh and too keen first up, but she was tremendous the way I thought she toughed it out and will be a lot fitter for that run. Behemoth's there with a chance, but the first 200 metres will be the key. If he gets sort of three or four back the fence, he's going to need a lot of luck getting through traffic, but he's good enough to win the race on talent. And I'm going to throw in a roughie in Mr. Quickie. I think the way he's been trialling, he could run really well fresh. And he did run third in the Maccabi Diva first up this time last year. And I think he's ready to run a bold race first up. But, yeah, I think Cascadian will give you a great run for your money at each-way odds.
All right. So well, what are those each-way odds at the moment for Cascadian, Quinny?
Currently $11. So no doubt that will be popular in the next couple of minutes. And maybe even the other roughie that Dino gave a push for, Mr. Quickie, who's a $26 chance. In the last week, the money has been for Behemoth, $5 into $4. Savatiano, a $5 second elect. Arcadia Queen, $7. And then Mystic Journey, she was as short as $4 in pre-post betting before the PB Lawrence. She got back out to 11, has been 11 back into $9.50. Dino, you were obviously underwhelmed with that PB Lawrence run. Where is Mystic Journey at?
Oh, she's got a lot better chance tomorrow. I wasn't underwhelmed. She sort of ran about where I thought, given the way the race was run. But she's now just got to go and do it second up. And she stays at 1,400, where last preparation she went to 1,600 second up. And she ran very well, obviously, in the Maccabi Diva. So, I'd be just thinking of top four or five run. I'm just trying to narrow down the winning chances. If she won, I wouldn't be shocked. But I just want to see where she's at tomorrow.
And where from there? Where do you see her going to this campaign? Is she going to find it hard to win at Group 1 level, or do you think she's picking over nicely for a certain target?
Oh, no, she's as good as them, but she's not better than them. So that's when you need everything to fall into place, and she'll run well in a Maccabi Diva or an Underwood or those sort of races. You know, maybe ultimately the Empire Rose for the mares would be the best race for her, but be interesting to see how her preparation unfolds. And the same with Arcadia Queen. I'm expecting a good run from her tomorrow, but she's now got to do it second up.
And with Arcadia Queen and Regal Power, is there something down the track that you want to keep an eye on for them in terms of the future markets, or do you just want to see them race by race as well?
Yeah, pretty much. But I think if Arcadia Queen gets to her right form, she's out of this race, she's the one I'd want to back in a Cox Plate out of these horses.
It's a crack field for the Group 1 Memsie, without a doubt. And it's going to be good fun to watch to see who can get over the line first. And Dino reckons there's a bit of value on offer. Rammer, what are those numbers again?
9, 12, 7 and 6.
9, 12, 7 and 6 for the Memsie Stakes tomorrow. We are three legs in to the Caulfield Quaddie tomorrow, Memsie Stakes Day. We've got one leg to go, of course. We've already got the winners for the first three. Make sure you're listening after the break, because we'll get you the winner of the last leg as well, and really give you some fun to play with for the next week with your cash pockets full, absolutely full. The Rammer Ruffy is just around the corner as well. Maybe it's Cascadian there for Dino, or maybe there's something else up his sleeve. We'll find out after the break. And the Formula Bet as well gives you a chance to get involved and be a part of the Friday form if you like. And you can register at the website, rsn.net.au. Follow the links and get yourself involved on behalf of you with his investments at Caulfield tomorrow, but anywhere else in any other major metropolitan meeting on a Saturday in the Friday form. We'll see what we can do for you after the break. Stick around on RSN 927. What? Shania Twain, outstanding comeback. A little play on there from Craig back in the studio. Nice work. Canadian singer. If she's had a lot of hits through her time, has our girl Shania. Not for a while, it must be said, but her album, The Woman in Me, became the best-selling album by a female artist in country music history. The first female recording artist to achieve sales of 10 million copies for two back-to-back albums, Woman in Me and Come On Over. So that's raging success. Shania Twain, and Dino, I know you're a Shania fan. I can tell. I can just tell by the way you're grooving on the Zoom lens at the moment. So I'm going to ask you first up. She's having a birthday today. Two questions. What's your favourite Shania song?
That don't impress me much.
Yeah, good. Is that the answer to the question or just a retort to me?
Yeah, bit of both.
And then, can I ask you, how old, your first up, Quinny, I'm coming to you too, is Shania Twain?
She...
Quinny, not for you yet. You're after Dino.
56. Daniel?
56 for Shania. Quinny?
46.
46 for Quinn.
46?
Rammer?
The unders.
53.
53 for Rammer. Whitey?
49.
46, 49, 53, 56 are the numbers. The closest is, of course, the great Dean Lester. She's 55 today, Shania.
Jeez.
She's feeling like a woman. What she is. 55. Do you know her real name? I wonder if she went with Shania Twain as her stage name. Her real name is Eileen Edwards. That's a shocking name. Who thought of that? Mr.
Mrs.
Eileen's Edwards.
Out there. Good morning.
No, it's the combo. It's not the Eileen. It's the Eileen. Oh, okay. It doesn't make any sense. Come on, Eileen. She's having a birthday today. Anyway, 55 years of age. So happy birthday to Shania. Now, hopefully we're having a birthday with all the cash we've made from the first three legs of the quaddie. And we've got one to go. Dino, race 10 tomorrow at Caulfield is that race. And three legs in, we need to win the last leg, of course. The Cochrane Stakes, nice way to finish it off. A Group 3 affair over the 1,200 metres. And again, full-size fields going around tomorrow. So a great day of racing. Good chance for value if you can find it, like Dino's clearly done already with us on the Friday form. Not so much value at the top of the order here, though, for the favourite at tab.com.au. Rubisaki, who we know has just been in unbelievable form through its career with Paddy Payne. $2.60 with the top weight there in the last leg, Dino, at tab.com.au. Taking to Rubisaki?
I think she's one of the four main chances, Daniel, but I think there's a really good value play here in number 8, Missile Mantra, who's a winner of a reduced choice stakes at this track and distance. She ran really well on this day last year, behind Super Seth and the McNeil. She's trialled up really well in recent weeks. I think it's a bit of a target race for her. And I think all the speed's drawn to the inside here. And Damien Lane might be able to just get a really cheap drag through along from barrier two. And just if he can get out at the right time, I think she's got a tremendous chance of winning. Rubisaki's obviously a star. She's won 8 of 10 with 2 seconds. So you know she's going to run well. And she's a must. I've got her in for second. I think good chances, though, to Madame Rouge. I thought her recent trial in Sydney was just outstanding. She's going well. Group 1 place getter recently as well. And Bless Her, who comes through the winter form lines, but was tremendous winning here last start. And just from the draw, she's probably going to land in the first three and give a good sight. But I think the class horses might get her late. But I think Missile Mantra is a really good chance at a very backable price.
All right, let's find out what that backable price is. Quinny, what is Missile Mantra? Sounds pretty good to me.
Can we get a drum roll?
Oh, no, not one of these moments, is it? We do have a drum roll. Oh, I didn't know we had one of those, Quinny. Well played. What is it?
Well, whoever got that drum roll, very, very impressed on the back of no notice. Missile Mantra, 19 the win, 5 the place.
Oh,
10,
boy.
Number 8. Dino, as punters across the nation furiously reach for the Tab app, what price should Missile Mantra be?
I would have thought single figures anyway. Probably half what it is.
Righto. Okay. We've got something on here. This is actually the most fun part of the Friday form these days. Seeing what happens to the market in the next 25 minutes or so before we get to Quinny for the next update. That's the most fun I have on a during the week on the Breakfast Club. Sorry to all the contributors and guests we have. This is the most fun I have, watching the markets just absolutely tumble in, Quinny. So we've got $19 and $5 for Missile Mantra, Dino's top selection. What about the other runners in the market?
Well, the other runners that are now running for the minor money, hopefully, Rubisaki, who's a 260 favourite. Bless her, a 650 second elect. Pretty Brazen 10, Perfect Jewel 10. The best backed runner has been Rubisaki, who's been $3.80 into 260 to head the market at that quote. And I just want to hear from Rama, because we haven't discussed Polly Gray when he had the 5x multiplier last week. Polly Gray was backed as if unbeatable, and then the program got abandoned. A, does he back up with Polly Gray again this week? And B, did he get the 5x or just then on Missile Mantra?
Well, when the races were cancelled, unfortunately, last Saturday, I decided to reinvest in another state. Now, I thought the tab would be kind to me and give me the multiplier again, which they did. I hit the multiplier button and 1.02 came up.
Why would you do that to him, Quinny? What sort of bloke are you?
Well, Trent, he's very happy that he had the 5x to an extra brute one and he wasn't going to give the satisfaction again. But Trent's recorded that you had the 5x the last Saturday, so don't expect it any time soon, he said.
No, that is unfair.
Take it up with Trent.
That is unfair, grossly unfair. 1.02, that's disappointing. It's disappointing, but that's the reality. So that's the market for the last league. Any other major moves, Quinny, in that league?
No, I'm just checking. Missile Mantra is still a $19 chance. And Dino, obviously, we'll get your full selections on RSN tomorrow morning. But Polly Gray was one of those runners that you steered the listeners into last week, and the money just came in bucket loads. Goes around again tomorrow. Should we be sticking fat in race number 5?
I think she's a very good chance. I'm probably actually not as confident as I was last week, even though it probably looks a very similar field. Just a different race structure. But, yeah, she's a very good chance.
There you go, a little bit of juice for the Polly Gray fans out there, Rama. Good luck with that and your multiplier tomorrow.
Awesome.
Let's get to the formula bet, Dino. We've got, sorry, before we do that, the numbers, please, in the last league. Thanks, Rama.
8, 1, 3, and 12.
Oh, it's happened again. You won't believe this. My mate's just rung up. He's texted me. He's just said, mate, I only just woke up. Sorry, I was supposed to wake up early today just for the Friday form. I've missed the first three legs. Can you get Rama to go through the numbers again? Rama, can you do that for my man?
Yes. Race 7, 1, 9, 6, and 3. Race 8, 11, 4, 8, and 16. Race 9, 9, 12, 7, and 6. Race 10, 8, 1, 3, and 12.
All right. They are the numbers for Dino's Quaddy tomorrow at Caulfield for Memsie Stakes Day. Of course, as Quinny said, more conversation about that and refinement on the panel tomorrow morning on RSN 927. What about the formula bet, Dino, this week? Who are we playing for and where are we going?
We are playing for Tony Monaghan of Queenscliff. And for Tony, a $40 win bet. Race 3, number 14, A Fair to Remember. Race 4, number and $40 win on race 4, number 7, I Am Superman. And $40 on the all-up of the pair. Race 3, number 14, into race 4, number 7. That's for Tony Monaghan of Queenscliff.
Good luck to you, Tony. 3, 14, into 4, 7 tomorrow at Caulfield. Nice little early running double to fill you up with cash. Quinny, what does that come to?
The good news, that multi comes to $20, $4 A Fair to Remember, into $5 I Am Superman. The bad news for Dino is I've tipped both those runners on top in the Herald Sun, so I'm feeling up about. I can sense he's deflated, and the money is continuing for his roughie in the last. There's been 4,000 already in the last 4.5 minutes. So good to see the RSN family rallying behind Missile Mantra, who's $19 in the last race. Just that's 4,000 in total. Someone hasn't plonked $4,000.
Righto, okay. Still $19. That's the first time it's sort of stood up like this for a long, long time. Something's wrong.
We need a sponsor for the Rama Ruffy. We need a sponsor. It's the most popular thing that happens all week.
Who would get the money?
What's that?
Dino or Rama?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Well, we'll split
it. That's a very good question.
It's Rama's IP. Dino definitely gets it.
It's Rama's IP.
Dino's taking it. If you want to... If you want to sponsor the Rama Ruffy. Did we?
Yes, that's how it started.
Yeah, that's right. We did too.
I might speak to my friends that were involved there and see if we can rekindle the friendship.
That's right. We had some great success with our former investors.
Mm.
Yes, correct.
Oh, that's right. We did too.
It was a catchy name too. It was very catchy. It rolled off the tongue.
It did roll off the tongue. Nice work, Quinny. Nice work indeed. There. So that's the formula bet. So now I imagine, now I don't know, put words in your mouth, but that runner in the last race might be your Rama Ruffy, is it?
It is, Daniel, yes. Race 10, number 8, Missile Mantra. We had a few to choose from, but it's the one I like the best. Race 10, number 8.
Race 10, number 8 is our Rama Ruffy for tomorrow's racing at Caulfield. And so it should be with that. So it should be. Duno, fantastic to have you part of the program again today. Look forward to hearing you tomorrow in the build-up, of course, to Memsey Stakes Day, and then pre-race and post-race as well with your analysis of all that's going on there at Caulfield. Have a great day tomorrow. Look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, Daniel, and good luck with this is not really great for radio, but good luck with your orchestral manoeuvres in the background there. I see you've got an orchestral stand there.
I do.
What are you learning exactly?
I've got the trombone underneath me here, Dino. It's my daughter's trombone. This is the trombone room when I'm finished, late 30.
I played trombone for 6 years, Daniel. I can give her a few hints.
What was your favourite? What was your go-to tune?
Well, I was in the orchestra and then in the band, and some of the songs were a bit good for me. So I remember we played at Dallas Brooks Hall one night, and there might have been a bit of Milli Vanilli action there. I may not have actually played. May not just move the slide of the trombone a bit and
brilliant.
Good.
Brilliant. That is fantastic. Well, she's big on the Star Wars theme, you know, the Stormtrooper.
Very good. Yes. That's the go-to. Absolutely.
She likes that. She likes that. She's working on that. But hopefully at some stage we progress into real music. We'll see how we go.
Yeah.
we'll see how we go.
That's real music.
Mate, come on.
That's real music.
It's Stormtrooper.
The John
music.
Williams stuff. Is it John Williams? Is that his name? The one that did all the music?
Yeah.
Yeah. If she's doing that, that's what we want to hear. That's great music.
I can do Stormtroopers. That's easy. And I've got no idea what I'm doing.
What about she should be doing AFL theme songs? They're done by brass bands, aren't they?
And we need some more banjos.
Is that more a trumpet?
If I can learn the banjo, we'll do the
banjo.
AFL. Do the AFL theme songs. A lot of banjo activity there. Good on you, Dino. We'll catch you tomorrow on RSN 927.
Thanks, Daniel.
Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst, with us on the Friday form. Quinny, you've suggested that you've got two similar winners to Dino in races 3 and 4, but what's your bet tomorrow for us?
Well, once again, he's riding my coattails. I won't give those two out, but I do anticipate that First Hand will start the day with a bang for punters. Race 1, number 5, a lovely way to turn 20 into 52 and play with the bank's money for the duration of the day. And just an update on the Rama Ruffy, the money continues to come in. Now $17.04.60, and I'll give you an update on how much money has been taken today when we speak in about 20 minutes' time, but it's now approaching over 7,500, so absolutely superb.
All right, good stuff. That's the Rama Ruffy Investment Race 10, number 8. More on that through the morning. Good on you, Quinny. We'll touch base a little bit later on.
Thank you, team.